localized successes on that Indi model?
Look, I think a lot of it will depend on the performance of the independents that are now holding the balance of power, both in the Senate and active in the lower house, people like Cathy McGowan, but particularly the Palmer United Party in the Senate. And I say that because the experience of the Gillard minority government was really one where there was quite a lot of goodwill towards the role of independents at the start of the process, and it broke away through that whole period. So I think, again, it's a whole... The whole question is the process over the next couple of years. But, you know, the other point to not forget is that the disconnect is really between, as Richard pointed out in his article, the consensus of the major parties, mainly on economic issues. The electorate is much more economically socialist in a way, in the way that they approach it. They don't like privatisation, they want industry assistance, and neither party is catering for that. And that becomes that sort of... unless one of the parties finds a way of either taking the electorate with them or coming up with a new economic model, then there's going to be huge opportunities for people with a different story to tell.
And Alana Johnson, make a prediction. Are you expecting to see a range of electorate-based voices when we next go to the polls?
Oh, absolutely. From what we gathered at Indi Shares, there's such an interest out there. And just adding to the point that was made before about... people in out there in the electorates being on perhaps on a different page to the politicians. I'd like to end with a really strong statement that was made by a young person in our electorate when we had our kitchen table conversations, and that was around the whole issue of the behaviour of politicians. It's hugely important to people when they see our politicians just scoring points against one another the whole time and not taking into account and being focused on the issues that are important to the people. This young person said to us, listen up, leaders, have integrity, live your morals, don't push morals aside due to the pressures of political life. I think that sentiment is really strong in our electorate.
Well, a really interesting thing, if in this time of disengagement, of slightly on-the-nose view of politics, that people might not just walk away, but might take that opportunity to get even more involved. That's certainly a positive to take from it. Thanks to all three in our conversation this morning. Alana Johnson, President of Voices for Indi, writer Richard Cook, and pollster Peter Lewis from Essential Media. This is Sunday Extra.